Raise your hand, wait for the microphone, please.
Can you possibly describe what Andre Palat means to your team and what he meant to your team today?
No, I can't. He's a beast. It's just, you probably get spoiled a little bit because I've watched that act before happen in playoff series in 15 and 16. And it's, you know, those guys that kind of go under the radar and don't get the credit they deserve, but they never seek it and they don't care. That's what you have in Andre Palat, and he, you know, you need guys to step up in you sit here and say, big game, you know, it's game three. Like, they're all big games. And Boston came in and took one of our games at home. We had to come in and win one on the road. And we did that, and Andre Palat was a huge part of that.
Over to the left, Chris Johnson.
John, what do you think your guys did so effectively tonight to limit the Bruins from not getting the kind of chances they're accustomed to?
I think the same thing we did the game before, and what I felt a lot of the game before that, but we're in a playoff series, and we're playing like that. And we're skating, we're physically engaged, and they're just playing responsible. And that's what they're doing. It's hard to do, to amp yourself up game after game after game. It's a tough thing to do, and these guys they've just found a way, and I guess in the end they're just putting the team first, putting team before self. That's what's going on right now.
Any other questions?
Girardi and Coburn, the whole careers, have been this kind of demon that get the crap beat out of them in order to make the right plays and play their roles effectively. As this goes on for you guys, have you envisioned any kind of way to sort of try to preserve them so they'll be there for you if you get where you really want to go?
It's hard to preserve guys that lay their body on the line all the time. It's just in their DNA. That's what they do. But what also is in their DNA is they have long playoff runs, and so those guys have been a part of on different teams, and I know this right now isn't a long playoff run, but they're having a huge impact for us. You know, you can only play McDonough and Hedman and Strawman so many minutes. Somebody's got to fill the other ones, and you got to play against the big lines, and those guys have found a way, and that's why, as probably elder statesmen on our team, they're still having an impact on the game, because that's what they do, and they do things that uplift the bench. They make other guys want to work harder the way they play, and that's, you know, part of why we're sitting here right now.
Coach, could you just talk about the way Yanni handled himself with all the excitement, off the ice, was like becoming a father, and then trying to get away from that?
It's amazing. You know, we play a game for a living. It's so much fun to be a part of this league, but in the end, family's first. And you know, it was unreal today. So we had the pregame skate, which he couldn't be a part of because he was flying up today. And he was waiting in the meal room when everybody arrived. And literally, like, it was like we scored a game-winning goal when everybody walked in. It was unreal, and everybody was hugs all around for him. And it's a team that cares, but a team that, and I used the word perspective this morning, that it's perspective of, you know, we play a game, and they were so happy for him, and for him to, you know, he spent all day in the hospital, slept in the hospital, then had to jump on a flight this morning. Pretty sure he doesn't remember the flight because I think he slept the whole way, but it's, and then to play in a Stanley Cup playoff game, pretty remarkable, and then perform the way he did. You know, you got to tip your hat to him.
Over here to the left, Dan Rosen.
Sorry to call that.
We can talk about Pilat, who's obviously huge, but what made Cirelli so effective, especially in that first period where he scored a goal with the eventual penalty?
Okay, so we, you know, we have a good start. Boston gets the power play. We win the draw, we don't get it out. And Cirelli's got it on a stick, they get it out, he doesn't. And they end up scoring. And so here you have a young kid, barely, his feet are barely wet in the NHL, and now the score is 2-1. And who responded with the big goal after that? And he didn't shy away from the moment or sit back and say, oh my, you know, I wish I would have got that, maybe they wouldn't score. He just went out there and said, you know what, I'm going to will my way to score a goal. And right there said everything to me about that kid. And you can't guarantee you he was going to score, but just it's his attitude, and he wants to belong, he wants to be a part of this team. He's been accepted by the team just because he does all those little things right. And I was so pumped when he scored that goal.
One more here in the stripe shirt.
Early in that second period, you had Hedman's stuck out on you guys for 425 straight and McDonough for 324. Can you recall a time you had two defensemen stuck out for that long?
So it was funny you say that because somebody, I think it was Stammers, yelled out, he goes, those guys have been out there for 5 effing minutes. And the play was still going on. And, you know, it was just one of those situations that just, they're the horses. And, you know, in the second period, it's the long change. I think we broke a stick in there. We obviously iced it like 3 or 4 times. But there's a reason, you know, one of them's up for the Norris and another one's been a phenomenal player in this league. It's, they find a way, and it's gotta be tough because they were just, you know, obviously coming in on waves on us. And that was, for me, the turning point in the game. That was their push. And, you know, after we had a really good first period, that was their push. And those guys locked it down and, you know, obviously helped preserve the win for us.
Thank you, Tim.